Hey, can you hear me?
Okay, good. Well, so can your potential customers, right here on your Odyssey station. You might be used to skipping social ads, but you are still listening to me right now. And so are your clients. To learn how to drive more business and how Odyssey can help get your message to your customers, visit stateofaudio.com. That's stateofaudio.com.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar asks,
ever wonder what it would be like to live in an alternate universe? Well, friends, welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle, when you crack one open and try it, the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious.
Hey, transport yourself to an alternate universe with Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Zero sugar, all Dew.
Stop by Quality Mart for a refreshingly good deal on Mountain Dew. Get two 20-ounce Mountain Dews for only $3.50. Do the Dew at Quality Mart.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday night to you. Happy Saturday morning. Happy start to the weekend. I'm going to be here with you for the next 2 hours. Thank you to everybody who locked in. So the first 2 hours of the show, you could consider this to be the start of the third quarter. We're just coming off of halftime, and we've had a busy first half of the show. First of all, Victor Wembanyama made his summer league debut. We'll talk about that in a second. Moments ago, we spoke to Ice Cube. Yeah, that Ice Cube from NWA and Are We There Yet and Friday and Barbershop. Yeah, Ice Cube. He also owns the Big 3 Basketball League. And so we spoke to Ice Cube about that. And he explained some of the issues he's been having with the NBA. We'll replay some of that for you as we continue on with the show. NBA Summer League continues on, not as much interest. The Golden State Warriors and the Los Angeles Lakers are currently playing. And not as full as when Victor Wembanyama was on the court. And speaking of basketball and things going down in Vegas, as general manager Rob Pelinka is currently speaking with ESPN while his Lakers play, we learned a few things about Zion Williamson and Damian Lillard. It's been reported the Blazers want, at minimum, 4 first-round picks, and Chris Haynes of Bleacher Report has told everybody that, hey, the door isn't shut on Zion Williamson being traded. And so there's so much to get into, so much to talk about as we continue on with the show. Much love to everybody tuning in coast to coast on the free Odyssey app, on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, on SiriusXM Channel 158, and people locked in on a smart speaker. Me, I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. So I'm not just some mindless voice. Yeah, I got a little bit of a mind. It works just a little bit. I'm actually a human being coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down. Coming to you live from New York City. Later on, and before we get into some of the interesting things that Ice Cube had to say, let's get this out the way. The 7'4", 7'5", super hyped Victor Wembanyama made his debut tonight in the Vegas Summer League. His team, the San Antonio Spurs, took on the Charlotte Hornets, led by number 2 pick Brandon Miller. And just to be clear, they both stunk tonight. Sorry. Brandon Miller, although he went out there and had 16 points, 10 rebounds, he committed another 5 fouls. Victor Wembanyama, people showed up to see him play. The arena, Thomas and Mack Center, sold out, 17,000 people. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who looks like he would rather have a root canal then go outside and be seen in public, actually showed up. And he smiled. But Victor Wembanyama, and who cares about the score, but here it is, it's facts. The Spurs beat the Hornets 76-68. A bunch of dudes who won't be in the NBA in a bunch of months, a bunch of young guys. And Victor Wembanyama, yeah, he had a crap shooting game. In about 27 minutes, he had 9 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, and 5 blocks. Sounds decent, right? But this is the part that was a stinker. Victor Wembanyama was 2 of 13 from the field. He missed his first 5 3-point shots. He knocked down a garbage three when things were pretty much out of the way. And so not all that good. Let me say that again. 9 points. 2 of 13 from the field. And Victor Wembanyama, we've seen him before. He needs a hamburger. He needs a cheeseburger. And it's going to take time for him to put on some weight and just basically add some strength. It's going to be time. And he took 6 threes. He was 1 of 6 from downtown. And then his opening basket was actually something a little bit closer to the paint. A matter of fact, let's take a listen to this from ESPN. This is Victor Wembanyama's first points in a summer league game.
Nice rim run by Wembanyama, and one, and there it is. His first bucket coming on a 5-foot little turnaround with the left hand.
And it was a nice little spin, a nice little move close to the basket on the baseline. And then the other most exciting moment is when the game was already done and Victor Wembanyama actually made a three. Listen.
I do like the new challenge rule that you get to keep it. There it is.
And maybe a 4-point play. Wembanyama with the three and the foul.
Yeah, it was nice to actually see him make a shot. How about that? Now, this might have been the most exciting part of the game. It also involved Wembanyama, but it wasn't positive for him. Because when you're 7'4", 7'5", and you got 5 blocked shots, you're going to be around the rim. And every now and then, you're going to get got. Not you're going to get got. You going to get got. And so at this very moment, the Spurs general manager, Brian Wright, he's talking on ESPN. They're interviewing him. And then Victor Wembanyama, he got dunked on by Kai Jones of the Hornets. Listen to this.
This whole experience, all of it's been great. Great for him, great for us, and we'll learn every step of the way.
Well, I just got a welcome to the NBA moment right there. Your timing was not impeccable. But I'm curious about something. We'll watch the replay. This is a spectacular finish by Kai Jones. I don't know if Victor has ever asked about your welcome to the NBA moment, but he's going to give as good as he gets.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you a shot blocker, you going to get got. And that time, you just got dunked on. The Hornets were talking about how it was on his head. And people are going to love it. People are going to be gunning for Victor Wembanyama. That's just the facts. And so after his 9 points, 2 of 13 from the field game, Victor Wembanyama, he spoke to ESPN afterwards, and this is what he had to say.
You know, we're going to learn a lot. We won this game, so that's 3-0 for us. And, you know, just got to get acclimated to the new style of play. You know, I haven't had the chance to practice with the summer league team. So it was really my first time with them, and, you know, really good guys. I'm happy to be on this roster, and, yeah, I think we got one of the best young core.
Yeah, much to do about nothing. Look, we've seen him be amazing taking on the Ignite team, dropping 30-plus points. Tonight he went out and he laid an egg. He stunk. And I think with these type of games, you can't get too high or can't get too low. We knew from weeks ago. Forget weeks. We knew from months ago. Victor Wembanyama was going to have to get bigger. He's going to have to get stronger. How he plays against NBA-level competition is to be seen. He's been a pro for multiple years now, competing in France against grown-ass men, but they ain't NBA players. And so how his game continues to evolve and how it changes is to be seen. still early. The guy basically just started. He hasn't really practiced, and I'm not going to draw anything too much out of this one game. Shep, it's July. Yeah, it's July.
Early July.
Yeah. We got July, August, September. He got 4 months to try to get himself ready for the NBA as best as he can. And I don't think it's even going to be a four-month process. This is going to be a multi-year process. Is he going to come out and is he going to give you 15 to 20 a game? Or is he going to be bullied physically? Time will tell.
Wait, JR. I'm
sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you see Steve Kerr at the Summer League?
Yeah.
I didn't know he developed talent.
Say again?
I didn't know Steve Kerr developed talent.
What's your point?
I was just
looking at Kuminga, Wiseman.
It's just a running joke because they don't develop talent in Golden State, but yet here he is at Summer League. Go figure.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, okay.
Figured you'd appreciate that.
Was that a joke?
It was. I thought it would land. Apparently not.
I'm like, I just see a head coach looking at his Summer League team.
Yeah.
As they interview Moses Moody, who I've, well, anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway. Hey, look, good on Victor Wembanyama. He got a whole lot more beatdowns to take and terrible shots. And let's just see how he starts off and how he evolves. It's one game. The guy was whooping ass months ago against the Ignite team. And I'm not going to bury the dude after one game. He's still a mystery. He's a prospect. He's hyped. And he's still a mystery. And we'll see how he works out. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And as Shep just mentioned, Steve Kerr watching his squad. Darvin Ham sitting courtside in a Dodgers hat, you know, watching his Lakers take on Golden State. I told you about Kareem. Las Vegas has really become like a hub, a summertime hub for the NBA. And they're holding a convention here, a fan convention. You might as well squeeze out every dollar. We know sooner than later Vegas is going to get an NBA team. LeBron James has not been shy at all about just publicly stating, when we have an NBA franchise in Las Vegas, I'd like to own it. And I don't think we're going to have to wait more than, I don't know, 5 or so years, maybe less, maybe more, until we have an NBA franchise in Vegas. They have fully embraced the city from a summer league perspective. They've embraced it from a marketing perspective. Now they got this. Vegas is jumping big time. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Sacramento and talk to Justin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Justin?
Hey, JR, how you doing tonight, man? Welcome back.
Thank you, man. Good to be here. What's on your mind?
Well, just from what you and Shep and everyone's been talking about, this new Muhammad guy, you know, just real quick, you guys had Kobe and LeBron. It was a high schooler straight into the NBA. They didn't even have summer league.
Well, Kobe Bryant, his rookie year wasn't the most glamorous of things. And then you can look at LeBron James, who came in and basically was 25-5 out the gate. So,
yeah. And so, like I said, I think Mahamba should be a G League player before he can be an NBA player. You know, like you say, it might take him 2 years to develop.
But Justin, he played professionally in France and was the MVP of the league.
It's a different league, though.
Yeah, well, yes, it's a different league, but it also happens to be a professional league of which an 18-year-old at the time won MVP against grown men.
Yeah. But, you know, like I said, you know, I could see him 7 foot tall, but I just think it's just going to take him a little more time to develop. I think the G League might be a good – the G League would be good for him from France to the NBA in this United States.
I don't think so. You know, I'm not sitting around watching too many French league games, but I don't think putting him in the G League is going to do anything for him. I think it's actually worth it for him to take his lumps, whatever he needs to take in the NBA, as opposed to the G League. That's a waste of time. This isn't a Major League Baseball where he needs to learn how to hit an off-speed pitch. He needs to. This is the biggest thing. with Victor Wembanyama. How is he going to develop physically? And we didn't need to see, and thank you, Justin, for calling from Sacktown. We didn't need to see him play tonight to figure that out. We knew that from watching him over the past year. So that question hasn't changed at all. And so it's going to take time. Oh, my God. I don't know who this guy who dunked on Golden State is, but sheesh. Out here, the Lakers throwing down a hammer. 855-212-4CBS. Johnny, he's calling from here in Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Johnny?
What's going on? I agree with Shep. The coaches should have put him in a better situation. They have a better offensive game. Because, like, my son, he's 10. He haven't seen Victor play in France and everything. This is his first time playing. And they had him shooting threes. Like, come on, man. My son is like, man, get him in the post. Post him up. Let's see him work. So that bad performance probably looked like make him seem like he going to be a bust if he don't put no weight or something on. Everybody know he needs to put weight on it. But that's how I agree with. That's what I got to say about that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Johnny, for calling from Atlanta. I disagree. Yeah, you want to see him out there all over the court. It's one game. One game. I'll put it to you this way. Zion Williamson, and I remember this vividly. Zion Williamson in his NBA debut, I sat in an NBA TV studio next to Channing Frye, and we were going to do a show right after Zion's debut. And we're sitting there watching the game live. And Zion came out of the gate and knocked down threes. It was 1-3 and then another three and then another three. And it's just like, oh, my God, we expected Zion to come out here and just dominate in the paint. Well, if you have watched Zion when he has actually played, man, he's shooting 60% from the field because he's like a bowling ball going to the basket. And he ain't out there shooting threes. And so do I think that Victor Wembanyama every game is going to be his six threes? No, I don't. And I think to pin it on the coaches, and the coaches should have told him this, and it's premature. We just heard from Victor Wembanyama, and he himself says, I never practiced with these dudes. And so, yes, this might as well be a glorified pickup game because that's what it was. And so for a dude who's been here for 2 weeks, let alone sign a contract for a week, wait. Let's slow down. We can all think about the disaster scenarios. Is he going to play like Allen Houston? I don't think so. Let's give it time to see what the full picture looks like. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Chicago and talk to Daniel. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, J.R. Brief.
Yes, Daniel. What's on your mind, man?
Yeah. I'm glad you are back. I'm glad you are back. I was scared when they fired everybody. I said, no, they can't touch my man. He's good on the radio.
Well,
so I'm just letting you know. I'm really glad you are back, okay? And Sheffield did good. Sheffield.
Yes, he's amazing. Of course he did.
Oh, he did good. He did really good. He did really good. You know, so I'm going to give kudos to him. Welcome back, Jay. I'm ready for football. Chicago. You're taking the Super Bowl.
What? Say, correct me. What did you said the Chicago Bears are taking the Super Bowl?
Yes, sir.
When in 5 years from now?
No. No, don't underrate Chicago Bears. We got the best receiver. We got the quarterback now. We got the linebackers. So we got what it takes to get a Super Bowl.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, Daniel. Well, if they win the Super Bowl, dinner on me, all right?
Oh, yes. That's what's going to happen. I was thinking when you're away, you're going to be coming to Chicago, you know, for the summer, but I didn't see you.
I'm sorry. Well, look, if the Chicago Bears win the Super Bowl, I'll come up to Chicago in the winter, and then we go eat where you want, okay?
Okay.
Now, what's your favorite restaurant in Chicago?
Applebee's. I love fish.
Applebee's?
Yes.
Out of all the food everywhere, Applebee's?
Yes, I love Applebee's. I don't I'm not going to all that the pizza or the, you know, Applebee's. That's my restaurant.
Okay. All right, I think there's Applebee's all over America, but Applebee's it is. I'm not going to complain. Hey, Daniel, appreciate you, man. You drive safe out there.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. No doubt about it. Hey, Shep, I didn't expect him to say Applebee's.
I didn't either. He was even more surprised to hear that he really believes the Bears are going to win the Super Bowl.
Now, forget that. Okay. Applebee's is that's more important there.
Is it?
I can feed him at Applebee's for how much? $18? Not even a full 20, right?
I'm sure you'll be able to figure out a way to get a coupon. Plus, you got charms, so the waitress will give you a side dish for free as well. So.
Does Applebee's has coupons?
Sure they do. Anywhere. I mean, unless it's a Michelin restaurant, pretty much every restaurant has some sort of a coupon, even if it's digital.
Really?
I mean, that's what Restaurant Week is. I mean, it's a big coupon.
Applebee's participates in that? They're all over the place.
I would be shocked if in some kind of newspaper publication or magazine or even online or even an app, right, there is not some way, shape, or form where you can have significant coupons at Applebee's.
How many Applebee's do you believe exist in America? Just give me an arbitrary
number.
Man,
that's a good question, man. It's so good, too. I would say 100...
100.
I'm trying to think. No. I'm trying to think. I'm thinking out loud here. Like, there's like got to be 100 in like major, like a state. You would guess, like a
100 in a state,
like a Midwestern state. There's not a lot in New York City because obviously it's bought out. I would say 1,000 Applebee's
in America.
In America, I would say 1,000. Yeah.
You say 1,000. I'm going to say that there are I don't 15 is too high. 1500 is too high.
Okay.
I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to say there are more. I'm going to say, yeah, give or take this. Now I'm going over under. There's more than 1,000 Applebee's. It's maybe 12, 1300. You know what? This is amazing. And shout outs to everybody working at Applebee's. There's somebody working at Applebee's right now in the kitchen listening to us. So much love to you. We're going to take a break. I'm going to get some more of your calls, and then we're going to solve this mystery. This is the biggest question since trying to find out how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. We're going to Google how many Applebee's exist.
We already did.
And, well, we're going to talk about it. I didn't. I'm going to do it on the other side. What are you doing? What a terrible joke. What are you doing, Shep?
Sorry.
Why would you do this?
Well, because, JR, like, you're on the
air. Why would you message? This is called radio. Why are you doing this?
Oh, I'm so sorry. No.
Terrible.
But you're supposed to play it off like you didn't see it, though. I was just.
No, Shep is over here. I wanted to research it myself, and he can't help himself. He's over here messaging me how many Applebee's there are.
Because you're a solo host, and it's my job to make sure that if you're talking and there's information that you don't have privy to in a nanosecond, that's my job. So I'm trying to make
your life
easier.
What do you think I do on commercial breaks?
I think you work your ass off and get a different set of arguments for a position that you're going to take in the next segment. My only position is the least I can do if you're asking that question is Google and look up amount of Applebee's in North America right now or America.
Well, I can look that up. That's an easy Google, man.
I understand that.
But we're going to share the answer either way. I didn't say it. Shep didn't say it. We're going to share how many Applebee's are in America on the other side of the break. If your ass is driving right now, don't Google it. Keep your eyes on the road. We're going to get to more of your calls, take more of your questions. We'll play some of the clips from the Ice Cube interview. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Thanks for having me on. First-time caller. You got a great show. I really like your show. You're really patient, and I think you're really objective.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, thank you. I think it depends on who you ask. I'd agree, though. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's Victor Wembanyama night. It's Ice Cube night. Thank you to Ice Cube for joining us. Got a lot of callers here on the board. One of our callers, Daniel, the Uber driver from Chicago. He's telling me the Bears are going to the Super Bowl. I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. I say, if the Bears win the Super Bowl, I'll take you out to eat anywhere. The man says, yeah, I'll go to Applebee's. I'm like, what? Okay, sure. Don't got to tell me twice. We can go to Applebee's, you know, twice a week, 3 days a week. We can go to Applebee's for the whole week. Well, maybe not, but I ain't going to complain. Where you want to go? Applebee's. Okay, sure. They're all over America. All the great food, all the great restaurants in Chicago. He wants to go to Applebee's. That's fine by me. And then I also posed the question. I think we know the answer here. It's real simple. Like, how many Applebee's are in America? Shep said about 1,000. I said, I don't know, a little bit over that, you know, about 1,200. Let's ask this question here of some of the callers and see if they have a better idea. 855-212-4CBS. Who's this? James is calling from Wisconsin. Hey, James, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
Yeah, I was going to comment on that dude you were talking about, that draft by San Antonio. You guys just hope that they got somebody in San Antonio that does take that job that is the Greek Freak. He didn't get a lot of weight, but he was a skinny little kid.
Yeah, Giannis Antetokounmpo, skinny little kid, yeah.
He was a skinny little kid when he came in there.
Right.
And they worked him out like nobody's business.
Yeah,
he had to drive to work himself out, too. He knows what it's like to be poor. He used to hustle on the street.
Yeah, selling watches, yep. Giannis sold watches in Greece. You are correct, yes.
Yeah, he told everything he could sell.
Well, thank you, James. Hey, well, thank you, man. I got a question for you before I roll. You like Applebee's?
Yeah, but it's okay.
Oh, okay.
If I had someplace to eat in Chicago, I'd go for pizza someplace.
Oh, pizza? You like pizza?
I go for pizza in Chicago.
Oh, cheesesteak.
Pizza.
Oh, pizza in Chicago. Okay, yeah, deep dish. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All
right. Well, thank you, James.
Yeah, I wanted to say something about Bucks, too, before you leave.
About who?
The Bucks.
Oh, what about the Bucks? They got Giannis, yeah.
Yeah, well, they re-signed everybody today on the first day of free agency. Yeah, they re-signed Lopez, which I think is paramount to them taking it as far as they can.
Yeah.
And they re-signed Wilson,
yeah,
which I think was a real good deal they made on him.
Yeah.
I see players going for more than what he went for.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see what happens. We got a whole lot of months to get into it. Hey, I appreciate you, James. You have a good weekend, okay?
Okay.
All right, no doubt. Thank you, James. James wants to go to Chicago and have pizza, of course. Hey, matter of fact, hey, Shep, Emmanuel Barbari is here, right?
He is, yes.
Hey, Emmanuel, I got a question for you. You've been to Applebee's before, right?
I have.
How many Applebee's do you think exist in America?
Wow, it's got to be thousands, right?
Well, give me a number. Give me a roundabout number.
So let's go with 1,500.
Okay, you said 15, I said 12, Shep said 1,000. Hey, Shep, how many is this in the USA? Are there Applebee's in Canada? Are they up there?
Without question, there's Applebee's in Canada. Yes.
So we're counting just all of North America?
I'm just counting America. I think I think Emmanuel cheated.
Okay.
Because he's pretty close. So let's just put it that way, JR.
Oh, okay, he cheated. Okay.
I was deep in thought there.
He was.
I was worried I was going to give you the way wrong number.
how many Applebee's are there in America, Chef?
So as of late 2000, well, JR, do you want me to reveal it or do you want to have callers guess first?
Do I want who to guess?
Do you want callers to guess first, or you want me to do the big reveal now?
Yeah, well, let's talk to this guy from North Carolina. Let's see. Hey, Joe, you're on CBS Sports Radio. How are you, man?
Hey, what's up, JR? How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm going to get to you in a second, whatever you want to talk about, but this is more important right now. How many Applebee's do you think are in America?
I'm with you right now. I'm going to say somewhere around 1,200, over 1,000. Okay. I'm gonna set the under over at 1250.
Okay, 1250. All right, Joe, hold on a second. Don't go anywhere, okay?
All right, I'm right here.
Okay. All right. Logan from Iowa, you're on CBS Sports Radio. How many Applebee's are in the USA, Logan?
I'm taking the over. I'm going 1,500.
Okay, he's going 15. Don't go nowhere, Logan. All right, Greg from Michigan, you're on CBS Sports Radio. How many Applebee's in America?
JR, Mr. Positive, there is 1,569.
Thank you, Greg from Michigan. Hey, Shep, what's the number? How many Applebee's we got here?
So Greg is onto that. So I'm seeing the same thing Greg is seeing. What I'm also seeing is more specifically as of 2022. So the fourth quarter of 2022, there were 1,678 Applebee's worldwide. In the U.S. domestically, it is 1,569. So that's pretty impressive that Greg was able to research it that fast while calling this radio show.
And so how many in the United States of America?
In terms of franchised Applebee restaurants in the U.S. right now, as of December 31st, 2022, 1,569.
Okay. All right. About 1,500, right?
Give or take, yeah.
Okay, wow, okay. Emmanuel, you hit the nail on the head, Emmanuel. Good for you.
I did. I only missed it by 69.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not too shabby. Wow. That's a lot of Applebee's, man.
It's a lot.
That's a lot of Applebee's. Damn. That's a lot. And they're all over the place. What's the closest one in New York? There's one in Brooklyn, right?
I don't eat that junk. Sorry.
Nobody knows.
Oh, I don't eat that crap.
I got two by where I live on Long Island.
Well, that's Long Island. I'm trying to think if they're in the city. I'm trying to think if there's an Applebee's in Harlem. I don't think so.
I'm Googling it right now. You guys want to hear something amazing, JR and Emmanuel? Do you know how many
McDonald's
there are? There's
an Applebee's in Harlem.
There's got to be one in Harlem.
No, it is. There's definitely – no. In the Bronx, there's definitely an Applebee's in the Bronx. It's in Bay Plaza. I couldn't, to be honest, I'm sitting here, where am I? I'm sitting here on 14th Street.
There's one
Peach
on 40,
Street
yeah.
In Atlanta. I couldn't tell you the closest Applebee's to me right now in Atlanta.
So
I don't know.
42nd Street is the closest. Obviously,
oh, yeah.
anyone who's familiar with New York City, yes, exactly. Good call on that, JR. It's right between Broadway and 8th Avenue.
General public doesn't care. It's in Times Square.
Gotcha. Yeah, and then there's also one on Fulton Street.
Oh, downtown near World Trade Center. Okay.
Yes. But you know how many McDonald's there are in this country?
In America?
Yeah.
Wait. If there are 1,500 Applebee's.
This is incredible.
There's got to be, I don't know, 4,000 McDonald's?
Try way up.
There's 9,000 McDonald's.
Even more.
12,000 McDonald's?
As of, and this is a couple of years ago, so obviously it's only augmented at that point. There are 14,000 McDonald's in this country alone.
Well, you put three on in a 10-mile, forget that, 4-mile radius, you can get three McDonald's, man.
It's unbelievable.
Listen, I'm going to sell burgers. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sell burgers and steak, and I'll be on my way. Anyway, Emmanuel Babari, thank you for being so patient as we pontificated on nonsense.
No problem. We're getting important business done here, and I'm glad I know that number. That's a good piece of knowledge.
Yeah, well, how many blocks can you go in Manhattan without a McDonald's? You're going to find one. That's for – is that one still – yeah, there's one – three blocks away, right?
Yeah, it's still there. I'd ask Emmanuel to go sometime, JR. The problem is he's got more jobs than you.
Yeah,
and that's saying something.
He's doing amazing. It's Yankee stuff. Hey, Emmanuel, congratulations, man. Good stuff.
Oh, I appreciate it, JR. That means a lot to me.
No doubt about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls, not about Applebee's or McDonald's.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I just want to say appreciate you taking my call, and love the show, and always respect your opinion.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's immediately go back to Joe calling from North Carolina. He endured our Applebee's McDonald's conversation, so let's go ahead and get him in. Hey, Joe, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
JR, thanks for having me back again, man. What's up? I hope you're doing all right tonight.
I am.
Once again, enjoy listening to your show on my ride home from work, and once I get home, I wanted to get into also, I appreciate you having Cube on earlier. I've been a lifelong fan, or at least since I was like 12 years old, back in the NWA days. Man, that was something. that was good.
No, thank you, man. It's not every day that you hear Ice Cube on sports talk radio, but yeah, here you was. Appreciate you, man. What's
yeah,
on your
man,
mind?
Thank you. So I want to talk about the NFL, man. I'm antsy. We're close to 2 months before the regular season comes in. A couple weeks, training camps are going to start firing up.
That's right.
So I want to talk AFC football. The NFC's kind of a mess. I mean, Philly's a favorite. We know that. Chiefs are the favorite in the AFC. But who's behind them? Who's behind them? Bengals? Bills? Are we still going to talk about the Bills?
I think it's the usual suspects. You got the Buffalo Bills, you have the Baltimore Ravens, you have the Cincinnati Bengals, and then I think you might have a team that steps up. I would think Jacksonville continues to take a step forward. The AFC South besides Jacksonville is just take nothing there seriously. And then
no.
In the AFC West, it's like, okay, is Denver going to be better? I would assume they are, but are they automatically going to jump back into contention? I expect them to be good, but not that good. So I think it's the same old, and we might have one or two teams that kind of jump up. I didn't even mention, the New York Jets. They would certainly be in that category with Aaron Rodgers.
I think they can contend in that division a little bit. I think they will turn to a winning record. Whether they win that division, that remains to be seen. But why is everyone sleeping on the Pittsburgh Steelers? I know there's question marks, JR. Well, there's question marks.
Well, the Steelers basically had to turn their season around last year just to get
right
above 500. Kenny Pickett moving into his second season. But here's the thing. I don't think the general public, and I understand, and shout outs to all my friends in Pittsburgh, like they live or die by the Steelers. I mean, every day it's like, fire Mike Tomlin, get rid of Mike Tomlin, and then there's a segment of the fan base that goes, oh, well, we're winning. So you have these expectations to always go to the playoffs and to compete for a title. Now, having said that, I think most football fans, NFL fans across the country, I think we all go, yeah, they're the Steelers. They're going to be okay. And for what they are right now, they're still in a rebuilding process. So, look, if the Steelers went back to the playoffs next year, I wouldn't be shocked because they're the Steelers. They're one of the most just stable franchises in professional sports here in North America.
Yeah, and during a rebuild, I'd say they've done – I mean, they still managed to not have a losing record. I'm not going to harp on Tomlin's non-losing record streak, which is impressive. But Kenny Pickett, if he can manage the game, the offensive skill players that are there, they're there. They're there. The offensive line has been the biggest question, as well as Matt Canada. Can Matt Canada control this offense, coordinate this offense the way that he can? Can he change it up to the players that he has? Because George Pickens is a special receiver. You can't disagree there. What he did down the stretch.
I've seen the guy up close and personal with my own eyes down here in Georgia.
Right.
So
being in Georgia. Yeah, man, and the kid's a beast, and he's got huge upside potential, and that could be he could help out.
Yeah, but
Kenny Pickett more than anyone.
But the question you asked me was basically there's the Kansas City Chiefs and then who else? And I told you who the who else is, and it's the usual suspects. So if the Steelers make that big of a jump to being behind Kansas City, then God bless them. I don't think they'll be there. Do I think they'll be good and a competitive, typically always competitive AFC North? Yeah. But you'd have to be, I think, a little bit off. I don't want to say off the rocker, but you'd have to be shooting for the stars to say, oh, man, I'm going to take Pittsburgh over Baltimore and Cincinnati. It's going to be the same old dogfight that it's every year. And then you also have to keep this in mind, is that, hey, that dude Deshaun Watson, he's going to have a whole full year with Cleveland. He ain't sitting on his ass, you know, waiting to get back into the season. So it's going to be
Deshaun going to get it back together. You know what I mean? Because we know the potential that he has.
In a year that he's been back, that coming off of his suspension, I think he's going to be back in a groove of things. So it's going to be competitive. It's going to be fun to watch. Hey, Joe, I appreciate you, man.
Nasty defense in Cleveland, too, as well, just like in Pittsburgh. So thank you, JR.
No problem, Joe. We always know it's a dogfight up in the AFC North. They basically get into a pen and they beat the hell out of each other for a bunch of months. That's just what it is in the AFC North. And so am I to think that Cleveland is only going to have another 7 wins? Maybe. Are they going to have less? We always have to factor in, and this is what we don't know, injuries. And so, yes, the AFC in whole is going to be nuts. Is Buffalo going to bounce back? Josh Allen talking about how he's not trying to be Superman. Still those – well, I guess there aren't those issues with Diggs. I remember a couple of days ago, maybe last week, Josh Allen sat on a podcast, busting it with the boys, and he's like, everybody's making a big deal out of what happened with Diggs. And so, yeah, Buffalo and the Jets and Miami and Pittsburgh, it's going to be another fun season in the NFL. A lot of parity. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls. As a matter of fact, we'll hear from Josh Allen on the other side. More Wembanyama. We'll hear from Ice Cube. Don't move.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar asks, ever wonder what it would be like to live in an alternate universe? Well, friends, welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle, when you crack one open and try it, the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious. Hey, transport yourself to an alternate universe with Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Zero sugar, all Dew.
Stop by Quality Mart for a refreshingly good deal on Mountain Dew. Get two 20-ounce Mountain Dews for only $3.50. Do the Dew at Quality Mart.